Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, back with another quickie to help you navigate the wild world of your inner self. Today's topic: uncovering and healing those old emotional wounds that might be keeping you from fully living your best life. We all have them, right? You know, those little or maybe not so little hurts from our past that still seem to pop up when we least expect them. Like a ghost haunting our every move. Now, I'm not talking about traumatic events or deep-seated psychological issues. This is more about those everyday moments, the ones that might seem insignificant at first glance but have somehow managed to leave their mark on our emotional landscape. Maybe it was a harsh word from a teacher, a broken friendship, or even that time you tripped and fell in front of everyone in middle school, ouch. Listen, I get it. We all have those moments. But here's the thing. Holding on to these old wounds is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs us down, slows us down, and can even prevent us from reaching our full potential. That's why today we're diving into some simple yet powerful strategies to help you uncover those hidden wounds and start the healing process. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we unpack this emotional baggage. 1. Acknowledge the wound. This might seem obvious, but sometimes the first step is simply admitting that something hurts. Don't try to bury it or pretend it doesn't exist. Name that feeling. Was it rejection? Hurt? Betrayal? Recognizing the pain is the first step towards healing. Ever felt like you were just brushing things off, only for them to come back with a vengeance later on? That's because unresolved emotions have a way of resurfacing when we least expect it. 2. Understand the context. Why did this wound hurt so much? What was happening at the time? Understanding the context can give you valuable insights into how this experience shaped your beliefs and behaviors. It might even help you see things from a different perspective. Think back to those old wounds. Were they triggered by something specific, or was it more of a general feeling of inadequacy or loneliness? Understanding the root cause can be incredibly empowering. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a similar experience. Talk to yourself with love and reassurance. You're allowed to feel hurt, and it doesn't make you weak. Remember, we've all been there. It's okay to give yourself permission to grieve those lost moments and heal at your own pace. 4. Forgive yourself and others. This doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, but rather releasing the anger and resentment that keeps you trapped in the past. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It frees you from the burden of holding on to negativity. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgive for your own peace, not theirs. 5. Reframe the narrative. How can you view this experience in a new light? Can you find any lessons or silver linings within the pain? Sometimes our wounds can teach us valuable lessons about ourselves, others, and the world around us. Reframing the story allows you to move forward with a greater sense of understanding and resilience. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, minding your own business, when suddenly someone bumps into you and spills their coffee all over your new white shirt. Your first instinct is probably anger and frustration. You just want to yell. But what if you took a deep breath and said, "No worries, accidents happen." You might even use this as an opportunity to connect with the person, offer them a tissue, or share a lighthearted moment about the absurdity of it all. This is reframing the narrative, turning a potentially negative experience into something neutral or even positive. Okay, so let's recap our key takeaways. Acknowledge those wounds, understand their context, practice self-compassion, forgive yourself and others, and reframe the narrative. These simple steps can have a profound impact on your emotional well-being and overall happiness. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every small victory, and keep moving forward one step at a time. And hey, if you find this helpful, share it with someone who might need a little nudge in the right direction. Let's spread some love and support for each other's inner journeys.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.